We've been talking all week about the practices of yoga, which unite the soul with the divine consciousness. And every one of these teachings, not only of this path, but the universal aspects of Sanatana Dharma that Jyotish and Devi talked about, the 14 points that Devi was talking about, the attitudes that we were talking about, the practices of Kriya Yoga, Hong Sa, energization, Om, and whatever initiation is your own home path. These are all universal truths, and they do lead us to living with God. I would like to talk about the flip side of that, and that is the personal sadhana model that each of us needs to construct in our daily lives to attain self-realization. And by that I mean that we are all separate from God by the illusion of Maya, and in reality we are all part of God. But the art of discipleship, the art of sadhana, is to personalize with those tools that we have, affirmations among them, chanting, the practice of formal meditation, karma yoga, hatha yoga, all these aspects. But Yogananda one time said, you could practice 2% of what I give you and still find God. And that was because he gave us way too much, because there isn't enough hours in the day to get up and have a 3-hour meditation and then do an hour of hatha yoga and then do energization. Then if you do energization slow like this, you know, you'll be late for work, you'll get fired. This was not going to work. So, but each of us, every disciple, has the responsibility to free themselves from delusion. And we have as our ally the guru. We have the Divine Mother, and we need to personalize and construct a personal sadhana, a personal approach. This is something that Devi talked about a little bit yesterday. She said that we find ourselves somewhere distant or separate from God in our own minds. We're not really separate from God, but we're in the duality. We're separate from God, and we need to move forward. But as Anandi just said, our personality and our ego and our upbringing and the city we were born in and the culture we were born in and the experiences that we have, given to us by our own karma, so we have to take responsibility for where we are and we have to own it to start. But then from there, or here more perfectly, we have to get to self-realization. We have to wake up fully. And it is the duty and the creative entitlement of each one of us to construct our own lives built around that process of self-realization. What is going to free Jyotish and Devi is maybe not exactly what's going to free you. Not in principle it is, but individually. When you look at the disciples of Paramahansa Yogananda, Rajasi Janakananda, Sister Gyanamata, Swami Kriyananda, they had different works to do, and the guru gave each one of them a specific assignment. Kriyananda, you have a great work to do. Writing and lecturing, this is what you must do. Rajasi, I want you to keep these businesses going. Come when you can from St. Louis, and from Kansas City, but come when you can. But I want you to run all these businesses. Sister Gyanamata, come to the ashram. You know where Sister Gyanamata slept sometimes? In the laundry room, on a cot. She was an incarnation of God, wisdom. She slept in the laundry room because it was her karma. It didn't matter. Did you know that she didn't give Sunday services? She didn't give any lectures? She didn't write any books? The book we have of her is letters she wrote to the nuns, because she was the head of the nuns. Each one of us has a particular dharma, and each one of us needs to embrace the position in which we find ourselves right now. Say yes to life. Yes to your life. Terrible ex-husband, bankruptcy, foreclosure, car with bad tie rods, embrace it. This is your karma. This is what you need for self-realization. If we can do that, if we can grab it with both hands and hold it, you will find that within that journey is the guru. The guru is with you every step of the way. And as we just did these energization exercises, to realize that the energy that you're sending to forearm, right forearm, left upper arm, right, each one of these parts is like the canvas of your life. And the palette that you have are the teachings and the techniques. But each one of us adds a little more blue, a little more red, a little more mauve, a little more teal, whatever it is that makes the painting of your life perfect. The fact is, when you are realized, you're going to be a saint of your own making. But you're not going to be Yogananda. You're not going to be Kriyananda. And Rajasi is not Sister Gyanamata. And you are not a copy. You are an original. And you are a divine original. And the same teachings, I'm not saying not to use the teachings. I'm not saying not to use Kriya Yoga. I'm not saying not to use energization or Hong Sao. But what I'm saying is that you have to make it real. And you have to make it real for you with your karma. And when we leave this class, Ray Noble's going to go pull some scotch broom. And Tom Jelinek's going to fix some broken window. And Peter Copley's going to go build the Living Wisdom Center. And Devi and Jyotish are going to get ready for the initiation tonight. And Ramesh is going to make music. Because each of us has a dharma. Each of us has a calling. Embrace it. Say yes to your dharma. And then put your hand in the hand of the guru and ask him to be with you. Live with God. Take him with you every step of the way. I've had many, many jobs at Ananda. And each one of them, if you embrace it, if you see what is going on here, Master will give you a doorway to the infinite through your every single day, job and breakfast and shopping and taking the kids to school and getting the kids home from school and PTA meetings and all these things. It's not somewhere else that the Divine Mother is coming. She is here. In your own heart. Master said, make your heart a hermitage. That is where self-realization occurs. That's where the 14 points that Devi read are. They're not outside. There's no place to go. There's nothing to do. You don't live in the wrong house. You're not on the wrong path. That is the right spouse for you. If we deny it, what do? We push God away. No, God's somewhere else. Oh, it'd be so much better if I had Jyotish's job. So much better if I had Rick's job. You know, it's your job. It's your job. And the karma has given it to you, but the guru has given it to you. It's very interesting to watch Swami over the years choose people and ask people, would you like to do this? David Eby, would you like to be the choir director? Shanti, would you like to make maps for the community? Timothy and Lalonde, would you like to direct the Expanding Light? It's not about what skills we have. It's about realization in the position that we put ourselves. You're in the right place. Now embrace it and go for it because it's there. It's yours. And the Master is with you. One of the most stunning quotes that Master gave, and he gave... He's full of stunning quotes, but one of his most stunning quotes is he was with Dr. Lewis once, and he said, remember, doctor, the Heavenly Father loves you as much as he loves me. He is our common Father. Each of you must embrace that. You must realize that God doesn't love Yogananda more because he's an avatar. He loves you just as much because you will become an avatar. You are an avatar. You're an incarnation of God. And that is a truth that is inside of your own heart, Sat Chit Ananda, existence, ever existing, ever conscious, ever new bliss. That's who you are. That's what you are. And that is in your job, at your house, at your not so great apartment in Cincinnati, working for this funky corporation in the back room, doing data entry day after day after day after day. That's where you are, and that's where you'll find God. And I'm not joking. Because if you embrace it, you see it, it's right there. And I cannot tell you how many times we have, as a community, gone on to something and been giving something and say, what is this about? Why are we doing this? East-West bookshops, Earth Song Restaurant, Earth Song Cafe, Mountain Song Women's Clothing, Ananda Farm, Ananda Auto Mechanics, Ananda Builders Guild, the work in Italy, the work in India. It doesn't matter where it is or what it is. God comes to us through that. And you get used to it. You get used to the fact that God's everywhere. That is one of the great advantages of community life, is that every aspect of this community is done by people who are looking for God. Ramu in the water department is the water department of God. It is, and the sewer department, the septic department, it's all God. Take out the garbage. Have the garbage go away. Give a great talk. Have a sacred ceremony of the Nyaswami order. Tonight, the pilgrim vows. Sacred, yes. It's sacred to take out the garbage. It's sacred to take care of child care. It's sacred for the fourth graders to come up here. Do you know how hard it is to get those guys to sing that good? It's hard. And it's just like any other fourth grade class in this country or around the world. It's not easy. But if you embrace it, if you do it with God, He will do it with you. He is with you every single minute. You have to paint the canvas of your life with the teachings, with the grace of the guru, and you've got to make it yours. You've got to embrace it. You've got to use those techniques, and you've got to think of the attitudes that Jyotish and Devi have been giving us all week. These are attitudes you've got to apply. You've got to be an agent for the Divine Mother. You've got to dance with the Mother. You can't leave God out of any part of your day. Don't leave God in the meditation room. It's a waste of the rest of the day. Go to sleep with God, wake up with God, eat breakfast with God, go shopping with God, come home from shopping with God, everything, play golf with God. Whatever you do, do it with the Guru, and you find His presence with you all the time. And bit by bit, you will see that you understand why this is your job, what there is to be learned here, and you'll know when it's time to move to the next, and you'll know it's time to do whatever it is that's next. Kriyananda is at this state now where everything is just blissful, but that's because he's been saying yes to life since September 12, 1948. He's been embracing this and making it his own. You need to make it your own, not someone else's. Don't look and say, oh, if I lived in Ananda Village, then I'd be spiritual. If you live in your heart, in the hermitage of the masters, then it is spiritual. And when you do that, wherever you live in Ananda, Sat Chit Ananda. You live in that all the time. There's a story about Krishna a long time ago in India. Since time and space are an illusion, it's not a long time ago, it's every day. But Krishna was dancing. They used to dance a circle dance. And all the girls would dance on the inside of the circle. And the boys would dance in the circle. And you'd dance with one girl, and then you'd switch. And then you'd switch over one time. And so they had a wonderful dance. This was the Lila Rasa, the most relishable dance. And Krishna danced with all the gopas, the boys, and the gopis of the girls. And they danced in a circle. And then, like we do in circle dancing or things, we switch partners as we go. Anyway, the dance was over. It was a beautiful dance. And the gopis got together, and Radha said, "Oh, so wonderful. Krishna never switched. He let all the other boys switch. He just danced with me the whole night. It was so beautiful." But then one by one, the other gopis said, "No, Radha, he danced with me the whole night." And they realized that each one of them had danced with Krishna the whole night. This is the mystery of the Guru, that as we stand here this morning, Kriyananda is in Pune, and Master is with him. And he's sitting right next to you. And he's sitting right here. And he's sitting in Ananda Sacramento and in Washington and in Italy and everywhere in the world. And he's in that dingy apartment in Cincinnati with that poor database entering disciple. It's right there. Okay, enter the data. They're all souls. You're blessing them. Do you see it? Do you see it? And he's just on our shoulder all the time. He loves each one of us. He's with us all the time. Live with God. Live with him all the time. Don't let him out of your sight. Make it a habit. Go to work with Master. Come home with Master. Go solve every problem. Master, what's this? Lots of times we get to a point on the farm. What's this? What's this? Jordan and I were digging carrots the other day. Every carrot was eaten up by a gopher. Jordan was pulling up carrot after carrot. There was no carrot there. We said, "Oh, bad gophers." Eating the guru's carrots. Oh, we started to feel sorry for the many lives that have to reincarnate. Oh, it's so sad. So sad. But we blessed them on behalf of the guru because they're going to come back. It's okay. If our brothers and sisters are in error, if the people you're working with are not in tune with God, go further inside to the hermitage. Don't talk about your religion. Love them with the guru's love. And live with the guru. And you'll find him in whatever way you need. You know, some people, they can't think of Divine Mother. Their chosen form of God. I remember talking to this one lady about Divine Mother. She said, "I have a really bad image because her mother and her had a very terrible things happen." That's okay. Karma's individual. I said, choose the guru. Choose another form of God. You need to find that form that works for you. You need to find that reality that makes it real. Not what someone else does. Not the way Kriyananda does. Kriyananda's written, 100 books, 400 pieces of music. That's good. Doesn't mean you have to. Because you may not have that skill. That's just what you have to do is data entry. Maybe what you have to do is dig ditches. Maybe what you have to do is raise those children. Maybe what you have to do is what is right in front of you. But if you do it with the guru, if the guru is real to you, or the Divine Mother, or Shiva, whatever it is, you realize that this entire universe is emanating from God. You've come from God. From joy we came, for joy we live, and sacred joy we melt. You're just a tiny bubble of laughter. You're popping that bubble to become the sea of mirth, to live with God. Enjoyable beyond imagination of expectancy. This is why in the affirmations, don't hold on to what's going to happen. It's better than that. It's beyond what you imagine. Because bliss, Satchitananda, is more. Embrace it, live it, and find ways. And this takes creativity. Did you know that there's a network, and it's called the Create Network, and it's on television? And what they do is they do like cooking and sewing and things. But what they should be doing is creating ways to live with God. And I'm going to suggest that to them. But they won't pay attention to me because this is the world. The inner kingdom is our world, not the outer kingdom. But creative energy is needed. Each one of us. If there's 150 people and 10,000 on the internet, there's 10,150 ways for us to live with God. But it is your own way to live with God. And God will live with you. Krishna will dance with you the whole night, morning till night. You realize, though, he's been dancing with you before this incarnation. He's had his eye on you. He has to get you to self-realization. You're all seeking truth. You would not have come here, you would not watch this video if you weren't seeking truth. And therefore, you have put out your hand to dance with Krishna. He will dance with you. He's longing to dance with you. Remember, Devi told us this. God wants to dance with us. He doesn't want you to live this tired, material world with no joy. It's not Sat Chit Ananda. Dance with God, live with God, and do the dance that you know how to do. Be proud of the gifts you've been given. It's a wonderful thing to be able to do whatever it is, just to be you. That's all that there is, because you're a truth seeker, you're a pilgrim. You've sought out, you've used the intelligence to seek the final goal of life. Jyotish and Devi were talking about the final goal of life. Well, they pointed out that there are 6 billion people on this planet. A great number of them are not the least interested in the final goal of life because they haven't woken up enough. They haven't put out that energy. They haven't suffered enough. They're fine with the humdrum, boring, materialistic, monotonous, stale cheese, as Master called it. And he was offering honey. You are honey seekers. You are smart. You know that this is the way out. And all that's left now is dance the dance and leave your suffering behind.